We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting the last word on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok Tigmar, Itmar, we learned. Yish Shaloi Midas. Top of the Amud, Yish Shaloi Midas. If someone's Miyayish and you don't know about it yet, it's something that is probably going to be Miyayish, but he doesn't know he lost it yet. He doesn't know he lost it yet. He wasn't Miyayish yet. If the minute he finds out about it, he's Miyayish, he knows he left $10 in the airport. So there, he knows there's no chance of getting it back. He left an hour ago. There's no chance of getting it back. He left a watch in the middle of the airport. He's no chance of getting it back, but he doesn't know about it yet. So the shaila is that yish or not? Abaya Amar lo have a yish. That's not a yish. And the guy who picked it up before the person was a yish can't keep it because yish never does. Rav Amar have a yish. And Rav says it is a yish. So the Gemara is going to analyze exactly what we're talking about. V'davish yesh pe simen. If it's somebody that has a simen, somebody that has a simen, he's not miyayish anyway. So there's no yish simen das. There's no stomach he's going to be miyayish. He has a simen. So when he finds that he loses it, he says, you know, may I get it back. Says my name in it. So may I get it back. So therefore, everyone agrees it's not yish. But I forgot the shamanim miyayish. I'm sorry, even at the end of the day, we hear him being miyayish because he gave up. It's not yish from now because it wasn't stomach, it wasn't oimed, it wasn't projected that he's going to be miyayish. The guy picked it up, came at his hand by Yisura. Because when the guy finds out he lost it, he's not Miyayish. He says to himself, I have a simon in it. I'll give the simon. I'll get it back. So in that case, it's not a machlekes. Something that has a simon, it's not a machlekes. There's no yish right away. And they might not be yish forever. And even if it's miyayish at the end, the lemaisa wasn't oimer to be yish. When the guy picked it up, it still belonged, and still there was no yish yet. It still belonged to the owner. It was not hefker, and therefore you had to give it back. And now after there's miyayish wallets in your hand, that might be besur b'asiyadi. You have to give it back. Here bezutosh. And another case that's possible. Yes, we said another case. What is zutosh shayam? Bezutosh shayam uvishlusa shanar. If there was a tsunami or there was a huge flood where it's impossible for something to be saved, I forgot the ispe simon, even if it has a simon, Rachmona Sharya. Can we come on? Early on, I'll bring a pasuk from Imenu that we learn from there that Zuta Shayam is mutter to keep. And what's the pshat? There's like a vadai, is vadai yish, vadai gonna get lost, and there the Torah says that you're allowed to keep that.
Does the guy have to know about it?
Even not knowing about it. Of course, he knows about it, then it's possible. Even though not know about it, there's a cause of that something that's a vade, 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 like this, then you're allowed to keep pligi, bedava she'en by simen. The machloikis, Rava and Abaya, Abaya and Rava, is by a case where there's no simen. Abaya Omar, no simen. Now, no simen, a guy is miyayish, but he doesn't know about it yet. Abaya Omar, lo yav yish, to lo yod anofene. He doesn't know a fell. How can he have yish? Rava Mahaviyash. Why? The Chiyada the Nafamina, when he finds out that it fell from him, Miyayash. He's Miyayash. Maybe Amai says to himself, Simone Lesti Begave, I don't have a simon, so no way I'm getting it back. So Mahashtod Miyayash. It's considered Yish from today already. And it's a big shout out what the Lomdus of Rava is. Does it work for Mahafreya or not? But in any case, Rava says anything that you're aiming to be Miyayash, the Allah is that you pick it up now, before Yish, you're allowed to keep it. And Abai says, no. Lamaisa, right now, he was not Miyayish when he picked it up. So he had a Chiyav HaShava. If you have a Chiyav HaShava, even though it's Miyayish afterwards, you have to return it. So that's the Machloikis over here. That's the Machloikis. If someone gets Oimit to Miyayish, is it Miyayish from now or not? Machloikis Rava and Abai. So the Mars bring different rayas from a bunch of different places to each Shita until we get the Chav Beis and Beis. We have the moral Paskin like Abaya or like Rava. We'll see. Tashima for our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Peiros mefuzarim. If you find Peiros that are spread out in the street, the halacha is you'll have to keep it, says in our Mishnah. Right, the Gemara, lo yod l'nafamunei. You don't know fell. So where's the yish? Shachar to Raya, to Rava. That even though you don't know about it, since you're going to be yayish when you figure out about it, so you got to keep it. My answer is no. Amar Rav Ukva Bachama, Hocha, B'mechnashto the Bizri Yaskinon, or they change it to B'mechnashto Beidori Yaskinon. Tavei the Medasi, like Rav Yitzchak said in Amar Aleph, the case was a Kav Barba Amis, and the Gemara asks, what's the case? So the Gemara answers, Rav Ukva Bachama says, it was in the threshing house. So there, he knows about it. He left it there on purpose because it was too big of a tircha to pick it up. Therefore, since I've made the medasi, there you're allowed to keep it. There you're allowed to keep it because I've made the medas. Talking about Chanashta, the Bay, Dari. And like I spoke out, that's why Yitzchak learned that case because he held like Abaya. And he held that it had to be a Gedaf in case of Eidim Adas because now it'll be Yishlam Adas. Toshima, not a riot. Says the Mishnah, Moyes Mufuzorois, if it's money spread out, Hare Elish Loy. You're allowed to keep it. Amai, Haloyodal Danafa Mene. He doesn't know what fell from him, so why would I keep it? My answer is Hosanami, you can have Yitzchak. They also go like a Yitzchak, don't have Yitzchak. Richard says, Odom also Lamashmesh. It's normal for a person to check his wallet or his pockets at all times to see if he still has his money. Here also the same avart, that when it's money, he checks his pocket all the time. Therefore, if you find money, you could assume the guy knows he lost it. The question was, that it says over here, you find money spread out, you like to keep it. He doesn't know it fell yet. Mara answers, yeah, he knows it fell. When it comes to money, you're always checking your pocket, making sure you have a $20,000 cash in your pocket. You're always making sure it's there. So therefore, you know, some people like ask, is it negated these days? So that's always a good example. If you had $20,000 cash, you're bringing somewhere, you picked it up, you have to deliver it somewhere. You'd be checking your pocket every two seconds. So why don't you check your pocket when you have $100? Because we lost the value of money. The biggest riot is people waste money like no one's business because they lost the value of money. That's the pshat. But like upon him, it says over here this fact that Adam also the master gets Golshah. This is a fact of life that a person checks his pocket at all times. That's the pshat in our Mishnah. It says, Ma'ifuzar is not called Yishlem Medas. Tashima, Igule Devela Bekikres Shonachtan. If it says in our Mishnah that if you find a cake of figs or Kikres Shonachtan, which means rolls or challahs from the bakery, they're very typical, anyone can buy it, no simon, harei elu shaloi. Halacha is, these things you'll have to keep. Again, here's the same question. Amai v'lo yodah nofam v'nei, what's pshal? If you have baya, why you let it keep it? You don't know it fell from you. My answer is, hasam nami, agav the yakiri, meida yodabu. Since they're yakiri, which Rashi says means they're heavy, so meida yodabu. So you know about it, you're aware of it, and therefore you'll know it right away in the fell because it's heavy. Now the Mishnah, we're going through the Mishnah, the Marayas, the next part of the Gemara will go to Lashayna Shal Agamon. And the problem is we're skipping a bunch of things in the Mishnah. Machrei Shaladogim, Chadik Shabasar, Gizet Semer, Nitzah Pishtam. So why don't we ask from there also? Remember, Mar is asking all these kashas that says Ariya Shaloi, I Lachaira, why is it yours? Lachaira, you don't know that you lost it. So Gemara is answering, by money, you check your pockets. These, since they're heavy, that's what Rashi learns, Yakiri means, Kavid Masa, so therefore you return it. You know about it. Therefore you know about it, therefore Reish Loi. Zalka Tais Rosh, that Agule Devela, V'kikre Shal Nachtoim, Havamotzil Shnuye, K'mishayin L'kamon, Akatsiyas, K'imin Demidim Mechel, Agat V'chashivi, that you check it. You couldn't work on the answer here, really, that these things are choshev. That's why you check, you'll know if you lost it. The reason of heavy for the other things, like Gizei Tzemer and Itzei Pishton. So Tais Rosh is saying, really, we didn't ask, this teretz answers a lot of things in the Mishnah. A lot of things in the Mishnah had a weight, it was heavy. So if you're carrying those things, and all of a sudden you don't have it anymore, you'll realize it right away. Because the all of a sudden your bag will be much lighter. And therefore, there's no year shleim adas. You realize that right away. If you find it, you let it keep it. There's no simon. And here, it's a case where he knows that he lost it. Tashima. The shleim shal agamon. If someone has tongues of purple wool, harei shleim, let it keep it. Amai v'lo yod enof v'nei. He doesn't know if it fell. And I guess these things are not so heavy. Shleim shal agamon, it's not so heavy. So tomorrow, hasam nami, agar de chashivi, since they're choshev, it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, where you check your pockets all the time. Toshima, let's try to get our Ryan. This Ryan is really not from our Mishnah anymore. Toshima, but some later on. Hamoitza Mois Vizakneses, Ubati Midrashois. You find money, Ubati Kneisiois, Ubati Midrashois. You find money in a shul or in a Beis Medrash, or Chamokam, Sharab Matsuyan Sham, any place where there's a lot of people. Hareel Shalom, you're allowed to keep the money. Why? Because the Baal Mamas Yaish. Freight the Gemara, but lo yod al denofam nei. It's her yish loy medas. Why? Because the guy doesn't know it fell. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Odom osu lamash mesh bekisa v'kol sha. A person checks his pocket at all time, and therefore, it's not considered yish loy medas. It's called yish medas. He knows it fell. So, that's what Gemara says. So we had here our Mishnah said, mois of Azaris. Then we didn't have a tarot. We said, like Rabbi Yitzchak said over here, by this case. From this price of finding money, but these are very drushes. The Maisa, on this price, Rabbi Yitzchak says halacha. So the Tosis asks, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak say it on our Mishnah? Why would you? Two kashas. First of all, we already asked the kasha on the Mishnah. We already answered the kasha. So why we bring another tashma? We thought a new kasha. We already answered the kasha. And number two is, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak say his answer on this on our Mishnah, not on our price? That's Tosis kasha. And the second Tosis from the top it says Tema. Given the kvar hiksham, mastis in the mice of Zoras, and my parak suma hach braisa. And also, Rabbi Yitzchak, Nami, Amaili Omar, Lemilsa, mastis in. Why do you say his halacha on the Mishnah? That's Taisus Kasha. And for Taisus, yes, Leimar. The braisa, limulay lakshuye. The mashmad lachol in your age, loy. The braisa is a better kasha. It's mashmad, every case is yours. Afagav the ika simen. Medamuki time is ramatsuyan sham. Even if it's still in Mismedrish, that's what Mismedrish is. Still, the halacha is that it's Yish, and therefore, that was a big chiddush already, a big kasha, even with a simon. So that the more answer is, and therefore, it's Yish Midas. It could be like, the way Taisa bringing that, it could be even kasha, even a rabba, because we said about Yesh with simon, everyone agrees. So it could be even kasha, a rabba. Here, Yitzchak's teretz is Muchach Minei, because everyone would have a problem with this price. So, because even Rava agrees that if it has a simon, then if it's Yish Shlomidas with a simon, then he agrees also he can't keep it. And here it says he's keeping any, it sounds like every oifen. Therefore, that's why Rav Yitzchak said his halacha on this, and that's why there's a big kasha from here. Talking about Ravaita. Toshima. Meim isai kol odom mutarim beleket. When is everyone else muta beleket? Leket is stuff that were left in the field for the aniyim. So after the aniyim already go through, and they didn't pick it up, so it's hefker. When is that considered hefker? At what point? After the mushois go through it, what other mushois? What Rabbi Yechanan? Savi the azli atigra. It means the older men who walk with canes, and they touch everything, they check everything, and they take a long time to get through the fields. Once they walk through the field and then pick it up, the rest is hefker. That's one pshat in the mushois. The mushois mean the second group of aniyim who came. It means the lakute bas lakute, the ones who come after the lakutim, they came and moved everything away. So whatever's left after that is hefker. Now, my faith, the Gemara, why is it hefker after the mushois? Hida aniyim dahakam yayeshi. Even though the aniyim over here are miyayish, because you see, it's lakute bas lakute, and the zakenim went through already. Still, ika aniyim v'dukta achrita lo miyayish. There are aniyim in other places that are not miyayish. So the chayra, there's aniyim in other places that are not miyayish, so it's yish lemidas. Our answer is Amri, kivin de ika aniyim hacha hanuch mikara yushe miyayish. But Amri, aniyim dahas malaktilei. So the Mar's kasha was Yish Lamidas, because the aniyim from other places don't know yet that this place doesn't have leket anymore. The Mar answer is no. Since there are aniyim here, aniyim from other places had no havamina coming here, because they assume that the aniyim here are going to take everything. Therefore, the miyayis from the beginning already. The miyayis from the first place already. Let's read it in Tzav one time. Hanak mikara yush miyayis. Miyayis in the first place. But Amri aniyim the hosam malaket. Say the aniyim of this place and malaket, and therefore aniyim from other places don't have a tzad to come here to collect the leket, and therefore there's yish miyikar over here. It's not called yish lemidas. Toshima, ketzias v'derech. If someone finds dried figs on the street, v'afilu b'tzad so the ketzias, even if it's next to a field where they're drying out these figs, v'chein ta'ina. Same thing goes for a tree that's it's hanging over the street. He found tainim under it. The halacha is both these cases mutaris from gazel. It's mutar from gazel because it's hefker. Well, Patur is from a Maisa. It's part of a Maisa also because the Lacha is Hefker is part of a Maisa. But Bezesim v'charuvim, if it's olives or a boxer, Aser. The Lacha is then, it's Aser. So Bishlama, Reisha, La'abaya, Loikasha, Agad v'chashivi, Mash Bishbahu. So now, Taina now made the Yad of the Nasra. So let's analyze. This Brisa has Ktsias and Taina you're allowed to keep. Zesim charuvim you can't keep. So we're saying, Fia Baya, we understand. Zesim charuvim you can't keep. Why not? Because there, it's you're not miyayish. Ziyash lamidas, I say there's no fell. But Ktsias and Taina, he is miyayish. What's why allowed to keep it? So it's Mar says, Bishlam Reish La Baya La Kasha, Agad of Chashivi, and Mashbashu, Ktsias, since it's Chashiv, you know about it. And the miyayish. Taina, also, you know about it because it's usual to fall off. So we look at Taisvis. Their mouth Taina. Taisvis explains. Let's see Taisvis inside. Pirsh Bishlam Labaya Taina Mutaris. Why? Given the regilas he the Nasra, since it's usual for some figs to fall off the tree. Mekara Mesiayish Lefi Shesavar Shamoitza Yigachena. The guy who finds it will take it. Kihula Yadash Naflam Nila. There's no fell from the tree. Elasavu Ma'ivrei Derachim Nafla. He thinks it fell from Ivrei Derachim. Or was Zaysim Charuvim Asri? Why? Like Avid and Asri, doesn't fall off. It's Afgaf if you know fell off him a Yayish, but since he doesn't know about it, so it's Yishlam Adas. That's how, but if you're Rava, it's be a Kasha. So Vaya is good because Yishlam Adas, Ta'ina you know about because it always falls off, and then for Yayish. Follow Rava, but if you're Rava, what do you do? Ella Seif, follow Rava Kasha, Bishlam with the Resha, he owes Yishlam Adas, have Yish anyway. What's trying to say for, why is it usher to take Zayse Charuvim that fell on the floor? I'll say for Rav Akasha, the Tony was Zayse Charuvim usher. Om Ravo answers, Shani Zayis, Hoyo v'chazusoy mechiyach alav. That, you know why, he there is not Yish, he's not Meyayish. Because Hoyo v'chazusoy mechiyach alav. Ba'afagav the Nasrin, Zayse made the yada duchta to Inish, Inishu. Like Taisa explains, that since it's under the Zayas tree, under the olive tree, the Bailam will say, no one's going to take it, they're going to chap that it comes from this tree. So Mara says, if that's the case, Yochef fil Reisha Nami. So what's behind the Reisha, by the Ta'ina, say the same thing, that the Bailam will chap that it's from the same tree, he's not going to take it. Amura Papa Ta'ina, Nefilos and Amasas. It gets ruined within the Fila. So the way Taisa learns is that Ta'ina is two ways to learn, really. One way to learn is that since it gets ruined, so is miyayish, because it's nimus, it's not kashmak, it's disgusting. The other psalm is that by the zaysim, you look at the zaysim, and you look at the tree, you see the exact same zaysim. So therefore you know it came from this tree, and the person won't take it, he knows it came from the tree. Masha'ege in the ta'ina, since people stepped on it, so it doesn't look like the ta'inim on the tree anymore. And therefore, he won't. Therefore, he's miyayish. The two pesachim why is miyayish by Taina. So we're saying, Lefi Rava, Avad Yish Lamidas Aviyish. Why by Zaysim Charuvim Azaser? Because it's obvious that it comes from this tree, and therefore he's not miyayish. He says people are going to chab. It came from this tree. If that's the case, why not by Taina? So the Gemara says, because it gets stepped on and it gets disgusting. And two pesachim why? That's a reason that he's miyayish. Either because it's not edible anymore because it gets disgusting, and therefore he's miyayish. Or because it doesn't look like the ta'inim on the tree anymore. And therefore, people will think it fell from the Ivri Drachim and not from the Bailim, not from this tree, and therefore he is Miyayish. Talk to me about it. Toshima. Haganiv shenoto mezeh v'noson lezeh. Haganiv that took from Reuven and sold it to Shimon. V'chein gazin shenoto mezeh v'noson lezeh. Same thing, Haganiv stole from Reuven and sold it to Shimon. V'chein yardei, there's a river, shenoto mezeh v'noson lezeh. What it took, it took. What it gave, which means that there's yishia. So we have three cases here: Ganev, Gazlin, and Yardin. All these three cases, we are assuming yish. So Bishlam a Gazlin, the Yardin. Bishlam a Gazlin, which means he steals it from right in front of your face, and the Yardin, you see the river taking it away from you. The Kachazlu, you see it. Yayish, good. Alaganev. By a Ganav, Mika Chazi, you don't even know it was stolen. Where's the Yish? Chazi, Yish, Lamedas. So it's a Kasha on Abaya. My answer is, Because Abai says Yish Lamdash is Loyav Yish, and here it says Mazu is Yish. Tergumara Papa, but list the Mazuyim. We're talking about that the Ganovim were armed robbers. They were like a Gazlan. And therefore you saw them, and therefore Miyayish. Break the Gemara, Yochai no Gazlan. Isn't that a Gazlan? My answer is Trey Gavne Gazlan. There are two type of Gazlans. One Gazlan that's not an armed robber, and one's, yes, an armed robber. And that's the Echanami. Here does not mean a Ganev, it means a Gazlan. And therefore, it's not a riot to the Shiloh of Yish Shaloi Midas.